Secret prayer will be answered, July 13th. Our God will answer. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Family prayer and public prayer have their place, but it is secret communion with God that sustains the soul life. It was in the Mount with God that Moses beheld the pattern of that wonderful building which was to be the abiding place of his glory. It is in the Mount with God, the secret place of communion, that we are to contemplate his glorious ideal for humanity. Thus we shall be enabled so to fashion our character building that to us may be fulfilled the promise, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. While engaged in our daily work, we should lift the soul to heaven in prayer. These silent petitions rise like incense before the throne of grace, and the enemy is baffled. The Christian whose heart is thus stayed upon God cannot be overcome. No evil arts can destroy his peace. All the promises of God's word, all the power of divine grace, all the resources of Jehovah, are pledged to secure his deliverance. God reads the hidden thoughts. We may pray in secret, and he who sees in secret will hear, and will reward us openly. We should be much in secret prayer. Christ is the vine, we are the branches. And if we would grow and flourish, we must continually draw sap and nourishment from the living vine, for separated from the vine, we have no strength. Press your petitions to the throne, and hold on by strong faith. The promises are sure.